From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello everyone, thank you for meeting with us once again around God's precious Word. We will be turning to the very last verses of the Gospel of John as we conclude our study of that wonderful book. Next week we will be turning to the last book of the Bible, the book of the Revelation, and beginning a study of that book. Remember this afternoon at 3 p.m. when we have our second gospel broadcast of the day. We will be considering the second part of a sermon that I preached upon the subject, Those Who Are Taken by the Hand to Heaven. It's based on John chapter 10 and the verse 28. And I will give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. But before we turn to the closing words of John's Gospel, here is a hymn which will prepare our hearts for the study of God's Word. It's the hymn, Grace Greater Than Our Sin. We come to the closing words of John's Gospel. We're looking at the verses 20 to 25 of chapter 21. There are four matters which spring from these verses and which I would wish to set before you in this, our last study of the fourth Gospel. First of all, Peter is told by the Saviour of the importance of minding our own business. There was, of course, nothing impolite in what the Saviour said, but there was a plainness about his words that should not be missed by any of us. Peter had turned round and saw that John, the writer of the Gospel, was following a little behind himself and the Saviour as they had conversed. Having heard the Saviour tell him how his life would end, Peter asks, "Lord, and what shall this man do?" Verse 21. We have an insatiable appetite for information about others, have we not? The Saviour's response shows that such an interest is not always advisable. I believe that the Saviour here rebuked Peter. Jesus said unto him, "If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me." Verse 22. Now there was, doubtless, a sense of concern for the younger man, John, in Peter's heart and mind, and that's what prompted, to some degree, this question. But it is clear from the reply of the Saviour that there is a limit which we should place upon our curiosity, no matter how well intended, regarding the relationship between our nearest and dearest and the Lord Jesus. Peter was showing a degree of nosiness about what the future held for John that is clear he ought to have curbed. By all means, let us be interested in the spiritual well-being of our brethren and sisters in Christ. We ought not to be cold and indifferent, but our interest must not go beyond that and become a desire to pry into matters that are not our concern. The Lord Jesus had informed Peter of how he was going to die. It was not for Peter to know what would befall others within the apostolic band. As it subsequently turned out, John was the only apostle not to suffer martyrdom. He suffered persecution for the sake of the gospel, being exiled by the Roman emperor to the little island of Patmos in the Aegean Sea for a time. But it is widely believed that he died a natural death in Ephesus, which is in modern Turkey, about AD 100. Secondly, please note how easily entirely false rumours may start. Then went this saying abroad among the brethren, that disciple should not die. Yet Jesus said not unto him, "He shall not die," but, "If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee?" Verse 23. The words of Christ have been blamed for many things. Some even suggest that they are the source of most of the trouble in this world, since religion so often features in the disputes of men. But that charge is entirely false. As false as this rumour, which circulated amongst Christians back in the 1st century AD, that John, the apostle, would never die. Trouble arises when men pervert the words of Christ. One of the reasons why I conduct a systematic Bible study during our radio broadcasts is that the actual Word of God may be set before the listeners rather than what man may claim the Bible says. Each one listening to this program is free to consult their own Bible and see that what I am saying is in keeping with what God says. Here, in the verse 23, we have the beginning of a tradition among the early believers, which was entirely without foundation. Such baseless traditions exist still today. People live and die and trust their soul's salvation upon notions and traditions that have absolutely no foundation in the Bible. This is heartbreakingly sad and tragic. This rumour referred to in John's Gospel, in all its falseness, was built upon the omission of one word from what the Saviour actually said. And it was only a little word. It was the word, "if." Without that tiny word, the Saviour's statement takes on an entirely different meaning. There must be no carelessness in how we read and handle the Word of God. Make sure you are resting your soul upon the Word of God, rather than on a rumour started by man. Do not take man's word for what Jesus said, but consult the divine records of what the Savior said. Thirdly, John places his accreditation upon the record of the Savior's ministry that he wrote. This is the disciple which testifieth of these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. Verse 24. John here declares himself to be the author of this gospel. Over the last 1900 years or so, readers of this gospel have John's assurance that what they read is indeed the truth. When we open a faithful translation of the Holy Scriptures, such as the Authorized Version, which I use, and which I believe is head and shoulders above all other English translations, we can be sure that we do indeed read an accurate and divinely preserved record of the revelation that God has made to man of himself and the means that he has devised for sinful man's redemption. The Bible has been likened unto the old anvil in a blacksmith's forge. Listen to these poetic lines, which teach a vital lesson about the Bible. Last eve I paused beside the blacksmith's door, and heard the anvil ring the vesper chimes. Then looking in, I saw upon the floor old hammers worn with beating years of time. How many anvils have you had, said I, to wear and batter all these hammers so? Just one, said he, and then, with twinkling eye, the anvil wears the hammers out, you know. And so I thought, the anvil of God's word, for ages skeptics' blows have beat upon. Yet, though the noise of falling blows was heard, the anvil is unharmed, the hammers gone. True words indeed, take them to heart. One brief thought in closing. How gloriously immeasurable was the ministry of Christ. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. That's the final verse of the Gospel of John. Every word of Christ was worthy of a book. Every deed deserved a treatise. Not every miracle of Christ has been recorded in the Gospel, nor has every word he uttered. What has been given us was given us that we might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Verse 31 of chapter 20. Have you believed upon him for the saving of your soul? May these closing words of this glorious gospel be the means of persuading you to trust Christ as your Savior. That's my prayer. Join me at 3 o'clock this afternoon once again. Goodbye, and God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.